While in the House of Representatives, you came to national attention in 93 when you led the effort to reform the House's discharge petition. Explain for our audience, what is a discharge petition?
It's complicated, but way back 60 years before that, the Speaker of the House was a Democrat from Texas. He had set up a system, and at that time, they thought the House of Representatives in Washington would never be Republican. I mean, the Republicans had no strength there at all. It was all Democrat. Keep in mind, he was from Texas, where they're pretty conservative. They devised a system that would allow the Democrats to vote straight liberal and yet press release conservative and get by with it by hiding from the people back home how they voted on these various issues. Gun control in Texas, for example. They had to vote because Democrats are disciplined. They do what they're told. So these Democrats down in Texas had to vote for gun control, but they did it in such a way that the only way you could get a bill out of a committee was to vote it out, except for a discharge petition. So when they wanted to have a discharge petition to allow a vote to come out that they would otherwise be against, they would sign a discharge petition. It was held in a locked drawer in the Speaker's desk. When you have to sign a discharge petition, you can only look at the page where it was, and then you sign that discharge petition. When they get up to X number, and actually it took a majority, which would have been, you know, a majority of the 435, then it was automatically discharged and came to the floor. But then they would go home and deny that they signed the discharge petition. So what I did was I worked it out with the Wall Street Journal. The punishment for doing what I was doing was I would be discharged from the House. That didn't bother me a bit because I'd create a vacancy and then I'd run for re-election. It'd be a landslide.
They were going to remove you from the House?
Oh, yeah.
How?
Well, there's a rule, a House rule, that if you disclose the name of someone who did or did not sign a discharge petition, okay. And what I did is by going up there, it's funny you'd ask this question because the four of the big four, one of them is Buck McKeon, who is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee today. Well, he reminded me, remember, he said, I sat next to you on the floor and then we'd go up and you'd give me the names of the ones who signed and I'd have somebody else go sign it. He'd memorize as many as he could on that page and I'd write the names down. Then when we got up, we gave those names to the Wall Street Journal. They published those names. That happened during the August recess. That became so popular that we were opening up government. And one man was doing it, and that was me, where I was getting all the credit for it. When we went back in session, all of these Democrats who had opposed me all along were lining up begging me because they had to cut it off at 218. They said, I want to be one of the 218 that signs this because they're all lined up to do it. I can name some of them that would probably surprise you.
But is it true only twice it has been used successfully on major legislation in recent history?
Yeah, well, the funny thing about it is they kind of joke around. That was done at a time when the Democrats always controlled everything. Then Republicans with Newt Gingrich came into control. So it was used not against them. It's still good government. You should not have any kind of a secret way of passing a bill without the public knowing it. So it didn't bother me a bit when Newt had to pay the price for not being able to hide, you know, some of the votes that he would have used it.
Did it ever occur to you that maybe I'm going too far here or they're threatening me and I need to shut down? You're showing your maverick side there, which you've shown steadily, I think, in your role as representative and Senate. Or were you so certain about yourself that I don't care what happens to me?
Well, no, because I really didn't care. I was getting a little tired of that anyway. This is toward the end of 8 years of being in that House.